or in 3 months, a nuclear war with the entire West. And an inevitable confrontation is coming. Just yesterday, 137 drones hit Moscow. Most were shot down, about 10 got through, hit civilian buildings, killed 3 people. They are trying to recover another body, and there are more wounded. They hit apartment buildings. I have photos from Zelenograd where whole sections of a high-rise were blown out. They cannot reach military bases. They need to kill someone to earn extra bonus points. If you do not know what I am talking about, this is called the gamification of war. Why do these inhuman scum even kill an old woman? They earn points for every victim. If it is military equipment, that's better. If it is civilian equipment, that is worse. Even killing a small child just to get some points. Those units earn these points, and at the end of the month use them to buy extra equipment, extra meals, provisions, something like that. Yes, that is how it works. The West came up with this system, and now it is being tested there.
They generally do not take drone operators prisoner. Ukrainian ones, they do not survive. That is how it is. So, when they can, they at least strike children or animals. They have to kill something. This is Western Satanism. The West's goal now, since they plan to start building drones in Armenia, is to overload the Russian air defense system from all sides, at a level Russia will not be able to stop. For now, it is coping. Of course, you can overload it if there are too many, but what they can do is very limited. Sometimes they find certain corridors. It looks like they will build what they call radar walls. A proposal has been made. It is actually quite cheap to do. You put up towers, each with a low one-power radar system that can see roughly 10 kilometers. One tower every 20 kilometers. That way you can quickly cover the whole country. The electronics are not very expensive, and they warn you when something is flying through a corridor. This can be done quickly with modern technology. Looks like that is what will happen. This is not a secret. It is being discussed in public sources. Looks like they will move forward with it. Those are the proposals. But what is the West's objective? Overload the Russian system and then start destroying what? We have already seen how they try to destroy our radar systems. They even struck the systems protecting our strategic nuclear bombers, one of the 3 pillars of nuclear power. If they can catch submarines in ports, of course they will try that too. What will happen if some viewers start saying, "Ooh, great," in Russian? Understand one thing. A nuclear power does not lose a war. It destroys everyone from the face of the earth, and it will be that way. Why? Because Russia and all the other reasonable countries, except the masters of Europe, the United States of America, and Israel, those 2 powers have a first U.S. strike policy. Officially, Israel does not have nuclear weapons, but in reality, they have about 90. All the other states that have any sense stick to a second nuclear policy, a retaliatory strike. Russia is one of them. But the logic is changing here, very drastically, fundamentally. If Russia is blind and threatened with a first strike, only one option remains for Russia: use all the weapons it has at hand. Tomorrow, there might be no one left alive to use them, because nuclear logic dictates that Russia will wipe out all of Europe and the United States, everything north of the Mexican border, in a first strike. There will be no survivors left in Europe, because Europe will burn first, and after some time, about 20 minutes later, the United States. Minia Kalardi. My diuzeses teach that one war. Yes, of course, some will hit Russia as well. Welcome to that. That is the logic of nuclear weapons. Europeans, most of the non-Russian European people are sheep who do not want to understand this, and their leaders are just scoundrels who are either too stupid or who sacrifice their own people to their mania, their Satanism. Yes, yes, how else to say it? We are on the verge of that. Alternatively, Russia should strike every factory, or at least partially strike a factory, for example, in Poland or in Germany, those that produce these drones. Well, then it will be a conventional war. Fine, if there is war, then war it will be. We have a reserve, the Russian military reserve, those who have at least some combat experience, 32 million people. Oh, but this would no longer be the Ukrainian war. It would get very intense. Every European city would gradually be turned into ruins. We would just level everything indiscriminately. There will be no mercy left. The last 5 years have shown everyone the level of racism and Russophobia in Europe. There are a lot of disappointed people, and against Europe, this, in Russia, public opinion is always like a pendulum, sometimes very pro-European, sometimes very anti-European. Right now, it is very anti-European. When all this racism spilled over, that Russian children were victims of those members of the North Atlantic Treaty Organization for 10 years, nobody cared. 8 years, no one cared. It was all clear. People in Russia somehow did not notice, because the war was happening over the border. Officially, it was not Russian land anyway. Those were Russians there. The general population did not really pay attention to that. They call it the Ukrainian anti-terrorist operation, which is actually against the Constitution of Ukraine. Well, what does the Ukrainian Constitution matter? Now it is all very noticeable, and I can say that the Ukrainians have managed to do among a very large part of the Russian population what only the Germans and Hungarians managed to do before. They taught Russians to hate, to openly hate. And now that brotherly people, for the majority of Russians, that is gone. They are an enemy that must be wiped out. If you ask the average Russian, who cares if Kyiv still stands now? We can rebuild it later. Once it is ours, wipe them all out. Opinions are moving toward that very, very strongly now. The anger is growing at an incredible speed. I can say I covered the parade on Red Square. Well, not on Red Square itself. I was in a hotel with Artie. We were standing on a stage. The parade was behind United States through Zariady Park. Most people I knew, and I will say I was one of them, hoped the Ukrainians would do something. Everyone hoped the Ukrainians would try to strike the parade, so that there would be no option left but to erase Kyiv from the face of the earth. Ultimately, to do what we had been talking about. Sadly to say, they did not go through with it. The Americans warned them too strongly. That is the mood in Russia right now.
That was the next question. What is the mood in Russian society after 4 years of the special military operation in Ukraine? How effective is the draft into the Russian army? Is the so-called demon of sorrow or the demon of unrest already being awakened by the fifth column? I do not know. Unrest, yes. How would you assess the results of the entire special military operation, the so-called demilitarization of Ukraine?
On the battlefield, denazification is going very well. About 1,500 dead a day on the Ukrainian side. One acquaintance I interviewed, he was wounded. He was in assault infantry. After his wound, they moved him to an evacuation unit. What is an evacuation unit? They go in after the battle to collect the dead. He said, near Kupiansk. Kupiansk is completely in Russian hands. Yes, Ukraine just said, maybe we will have to withdraw from Mirgorod. They pulled out of Mirgorod 5 months ago. They left, down to the last man who did not surrender. In a left. Now they're only just starting to say, maybe we will have to pull out. Guys, you are already so far from Mirgorod. That is another matter. This Mirgorod, Dmitrov, a Russian name. Well, what is he saying? Near Kupiansk, when they pushed the Ukrainians out, there was a more or less stable line of contact. In the end, they pushed the Ukrainians out. He expected to see quite a lot of Russian bodies. After all, Russia was attacking. He says, no, 10 to 1. There are Ukrainian bodies everywhere, and they are throwing people from the street into those positions. The videos that come out show exactly that, how they are thrown in there. Another acquaintance was in the Kharkiv region when the Russian army entered, took the high ground, and set up a defensive line. In front of their combat positions, there were open fields stretching about 2 kilometers. The Ukrainians bring up infantry, but it is just foot soldiers, nothing prepared. They are people from the street. They normally send 3, 4, 5 waves of cannon fodder. Then the idea is to wear down and somehow break Russia's strength, and only afterwards they send the experienced troops. He says completely unprepared people arrive. They are pushed out and sent forward. And he says, we almost never even shot at them. The artillery tears them up far from our positions. On the way across those 2 kilometers, they do not even make it a kilometer alive. The artillery simply destroys them. And that is Ukraine. Soon it will be Poland. Soon it will be Romania. Because leaders are watching. They watch how to grab people properly, how to do all this. So,
they are learning from Ukraine.
If the Czech Republic returns to the previous authorities, then it will be the Czechs. And to understand Ukraine now, when they are flooding Ukraine with migrants who go after girls and women, there will be a new non-Slavic Ukrainian population. Right now they are bringing in workers there en masse, and the men are being thrown into the meat grinder as fast as possible. And this is the future of the Czech Republic. This is the future of all European countries. The task of the European Union is to replace all of you.
Yes, the Euro-Islamic Caliphate, that project, I have already read about it.
The question is simple. Will you go to your graves like the Czechs, like sheep, or will you fight back? Same goes for the Germans and everyone else. I think Western Germans will fight against United States just to die as quickly as possible. The French are the same. The question is, which way your people will go. In the Czech Republic, there is new leadership, and the European Union has not changed. Their goal is to reduce you to a minimum and to breed a new rootless race they can control as biological material.
That is true, yes, that is true. Next question from the viewers. If Mr. Vladimir Vladimirovich Putin really assigns General Chaikov to lead the operation in Ukraine, would that mean the whole operation in Ukraine is effectively over? And one more. Will President Vladimir Putin keep his position as Russia's leader in the future until the end of his term? And are enemies inside Russia planning a coup?
The enemies of Russia are always planning a coup. Nothing new. Most of these enemies sit in Western Europe and meet at various conferences. For some reason, almost none of them have Slavic surnames. That is an interesting point as well. Think about that for a moment. Well, I do not see any coups in the near or mid-term future in Russia. The army will not do it. Eastern Slavs do not have a tradition of the army seizing power. There simply is no such thing. It might support one political force or another, but it will never just seize power for itself. There will also be no military coup in Ukraine. Some of the Russian channels talked about it at the start. I tell everyone, boys, that will not happen. Ukrainians are Russian. They may be psychologically degenerate Russians, but they are still Russians. And we simply do not have that kind of history. That happens among Latin peoples and among Arabs. We do not have that at all. Just not. And never have. Where some military leader would say, now I will be Tsar. That simply never happened in our history. Even Kolchak, when he was dictator of Eastern Russia during the Civil War, was no longer an active officer. He held a purely civilian post, a civilian politician. Yes, he had been an admiral in his time, and many still called him that, but he was no longer serving. We simply do not have that. As for how the war will go, it is impossible to say right now. There are mixed signals coming from different sides, which makes it very hard to understand. There is, of course, a large faction that wants everything finished now. Let's send Oreshnik. Oreshnik will speak for United States. They said it very bluntly and rightly so. This needs to be drilled into the heads of the entire European elite. First and foremost, we will destroy you and your families. Not the people in general, but you personally. You scoundrels who think you will survive and profit from this. No, you will be the first to burn in hell. Only that way can we deal with these pests. These blood-sucking parasites, they are barely slept last night.
No problem.
They are parasites. They are blood-sucking parasites. They think they can make a lot of money. They already made a lot from the coronavirus pandemic and from this war. Yes. Venderlein and her husband earned $1 billion.
Yes. Yes. And everything's fine, right?
And everything's fine. And I'm also going to make a lot of money off destroying all European races. She is, you know, just that stupid. Venderlein has 6 children. Well, you could at least say that. At least she tried to do something about the demographic crisis.
You know.
But they asked her, will your children go to war? She smiled and said, no, of course not. I know it's blunt to say it like that, but it's true. Of course, none of her children will go to war. You, the lowly people, the insignificant ones, you and your children will die. And we are supposed to profit from this? We are the elite.
Yes. Thank you. One more question for the final 3 minutes. Is there anyone in Russia who could immediately replace Vladimir Vladimirovich Putin if something happened to him? If so, would political continuity be maintained? And what is your opinion of the former president of the Russian Federation, Dmitry Medvedev? Thank you very much.
Well, there is a line of succession under the Constitution. So there is no need to say who or how. There's a direct line showing who is next in line. Well, the line, the queue. I translated that from English. There is someone in the direct line who goes next. So there is no need to guess. Medvedev, well, my sources inside the Kremlin told me he has truly changed. Because he used to play a role, he was a more liberal man. But now he has suddenly become very tough. They say he really has changed like that. He has revised his views, and he is one of those who says we should strike. To be honest, I believe we should strike. We should make an example of Europe, or of Estonia. And I would say there is that Polish base on the border that funnels equipment and people into Ukraine. Give them an hour or two to get out. Then erase the base. Not just hit it once or twice, but make sure not a single patch of living grass remains. Burn it completely. If anyone remains, well, that will be your problem, boys. And now this is your only warning. After that, it will go after capitals, elites, and military bases.
You were freezing out there.
Europeans have always only understood power. They said the English would seize Russian tankers. They were feeling very brave. They've got some really big balls over in England. They sent two ships. The Russian tanker was sailing with a Russian frigate. They quickly turned back. They came running back to England with their tails between their legs. Well, next time there will be a war. All right. Our northern fleet is bigger than the entire modern fleet of England. Well, if you want to fight, then let's fight. So what? We are not afraid of it. We do not want it, but we are not afraid of it. For some reason, Europeans do not want to understand that.
Stanislav, thank you very much for your time, for your answers, and for the high quality of the information. Now I have to translate this into Czech. No problem.
I think you will manage fine.
No problem. Thank you very much. I hope we meet in a week. And thank you very much for Scott Ritter. We had a conversation, and it was unbelievable. Would it be possible to meet Larry Johnson, for example?
Through you, through your recommendation. I will ask.
Please. So, dear friends, that was Stanislav Krapivnik.